Welcome to another episode of Learn with Bestern, where we discuss the latest trends in leadership development, self-development, as well as well-being. There's so much information out there. We want to make sure we bring in the latest insights and research based on neuroscience and behavior change to give you the tools that you need to make a change in your personal and professional lives. Join us on a journey to learn more. We hope you enjoy this episode, and don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with others that might find it helpful. Welcome to another episode of Learn with Bestern, where we discuss the latest trends in leadership development, self-development, as well as well-being. There's so much information out there. We want to make sure we bring in the latest insights and research based on neuroscience and behavior change to give you the tools that you need to make a change in your personal and professional lives. Join us on a journey to learn more. We hope you enjoy this episode, and don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with others that might find it helpful. If we have learned anything from this last year is that we cannot operate the same way that we used to. And there's some things that need to change as individuals and organizations. And so one of the biggest topics that I know we've been all sort of concerned about is that overall well-being of us and organizations, right? So that can be various different things, from financial well-being to mental well-being to social well-being to emotional well-being. There's so many pieces to it. So how can we make sure that we really put this as a priority in our lives and our organizations? How do we make sure that we create accountability to ensure that we are taking care of our overall well-being? And this is kind of what we want to dissect here today, is to look at the importance of having somebody accountable for this, particularly in organizations.
Elena, what it looks to me is that in these unprecedented times, well-being isn't something that we can outsource. Now, one of the questions that people are asking around it is about, so who this person should be, the person accountable for the well-being of an organization? What type of skills this person should have? So first of all, this type of person is accountable for the leadership and bringing the expertise in the application, in fact, not just strategies, that contributes to the employee well-being overall, the ones that you mentioned just before, including creating an efficient practice environment, cultivating personal resilience, and developing an organizational culture that fosters engagement and professional fulfillment. Wow, these are big words. So some of the skills that we are looking at for that person is about being capable of integrating well-being and company performance. So the role of this person should be clearly linked to the outcomes, the financial outcomes, the productivity that the company is generating, and the personal well-being of every employee. This person should be visionary, creative, empathetic, collaborative, and a good influencer. Sadly, there is people accountable for well-being all overall, but there is a couple of companies who have given us a little bit of the example where they have established the role of chief well-being officer. So we are talking about companies like Deloitte, Airplan and Ellis, who have already started appointing already well-being leaders as of 2015. Now, big question is, does it make financial sense? Because it costs money to have somebody accountable for the well-being of employees. So just to give you a starting point to make the math by yourself, guys, it is that the cost of an employee who is suffering of presenteeism, so someone who comes at work and who is not fully productive, he's in front of the computer, he's present, but he's not delivering as much as this person could do, has been estimated at about £1,000 per employee per year. Wow. If you do the math and you multiply that by the number of employees that you have, then you can obviously see, in fact, the financial value if you can help these people who are suffering of presenteeism and you make it possible that at least 10% of them are getting out of this vicious circle, then you can easily cover, in fact, the cost or the implications of having a well-being strategy for your company, and it can really directly impact the bottom line of your company. Often the activities that produce the highest well-being impact in organizations are not really the most expensive. As the initial point, in fact, to do the change is not about different programs, it's about culture change. And culture change is a mission that can start by every senior management team being the role model of this new culture that you want to develop. What do you think, Elena?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the important aspect here is that accountability piece that you mentioned, right? So, and the thing that we see organizations, you know, because it's sort of trendy now, right? Because we see there's a need for it. But what's happening is they're just kind of dumping this responsibility on somebody who was already drowning in their own responsibilities, right? So if we're talking about somebody from HR, is somebody in HR or NLD department able to do this? Absolutely, but not maybe on top of their already workload. So we need to make space for them to be able to take accountability. So, you know, and there's different ways to do it. And then there's also department heads in some areas that kind of lead on this, right? But the idea, I think, is it's important to have that leadership support. And also it's important to give this accountability to somebody who also feels connected to this responsibility, right? So it's very important that who are you going to put in this sort of position to make this happen. And as you said, it doesn't even have to be costly necessarily. It could be just, you know, an additional part of somebody's role, but that person really needs to take that full ownership of it, meaning that they really need to understand the ins and outs of the importance of this initiative. And there's, again, many different ways to implement this in an organization that is very cost effective.
One of the things that you have mentioned, and it strikes me that I forgot to double highlight, it is about that the mission of someone accountable for well-being is one, strategic, and is clearly linked to the financial performance of an organization. So the person there cannot be someone junior. It is not an executional task where you're just outsourcing programs from different places and you are just doing biddings. No, there needs to be a clear vision of what is the relationship between the well-being of an employee and the productivity that this employee can drive through, the innovations that this person can bring to the company. So it is not as simple as just go and execute every day.